Last week, two parents in New Zealand had their baby ripped away from them by authorities because they wouldn't let him be operated on unless he received unvaccinated blood, which doctors refused to do. Now, a lot of people might think that this is a stand that just doesn't matter, but it does matter, and our next guest demonstrates why. Cornelia Hertzler is a former Department of Homeland Security employee who left her job because she refused to either follow or enforce COVID mask mandates. Early this year, Cornelia gave birth to a beautiful boy, Alexander. Well, Alexander had heart and throat conditions that required operations, just like New Zealand's baby Will. Cornelia begged for him to not receive transfusions of vaccinated blood because she feared Alexander dying of a blood clot. Instead, her concerns were just ignored, and she was simply told that clots like that were very rare. Cornelia says that her baby didn't even need a blood transfusion for his operation since blood loss was so minimal. So she said that she only authorized a transfusion in case of an imminent emergency, but doctors again just ignored her request and gave baby Alexander a transfusion simply for having slightly low hemoglobin levels. Now, it's not certain whether the blood that he received was vaccinated, but given Washington State's over 80% vaccination rate, it almost certainly was. So the very next day, doctors discovered a blood clot inside of Alex, in his leg. Efforts to treat the clot with a blood thinner failed. Instead, it just got worse and worse and inched closer and closer to Alexander's heart. After 2 weeks, his organs were shutting down and doctors said there's nothing that they could do. Baby Alexander died on February 17th. Doctors said the cause of death was respiratory failure due to a blood clot. We suppose they were too ashamed or cowardly to put murdered by Big Pharma. Cornelia Hertzler is with us now. Thank you so much for being here. We're so sorry for the murder of your son.
Yeah, and one of the things I find ironic is they also threatened to take him away if we did not agree to the blood. There's a little bit more freedom here, I believe, because we were able to get directed donor blood. However, they delayed us until they had already given him the first transfusion. So we were able to get directed donor blood after the fact. But by then it was too late. The blood clot was already there.
So they threatened to take your baby away from you if you wouldn't allow them to give him their blood, even though the surgery didn't require a transfusion.
Yes. They said that because we weren't willing to sign blood use in case of emergency, that we were, you know, child endangerment. So I think they were trying to push for the heart surgery, which would definitely need blood. And that's what we were trying to get directed donor blood for.
Why do you suppose they were trying to push for that? I mean, is it just a money game at this point?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, I don't like to believe that the doctors were like trying to murder him, but I think it was, they had a point to prove. If you allow us to get unvaccinated blood, it just opens up the doors for everyone to do that. And then I guess their whole scheme is called into question.
So what did you say to the doctors? I mean, you lost your son. What? You told them specifically, no, I don't want this. And then you told them only in imminent danger should he receive one. And they just ignored all of that. And then he died. I mean, what did you say to the doctors?
Well, they moved us to a different unit. So by the time he died, we were with a completely new team of doctors. So all the original doctors that had given him the blood, who we had had these conversations with, they were completely removed from the situation in a completely different section of the hospital. So we couldn't even, you know, we didn't see them. It was, they moved him after I think it was evident that he was going to die.
Certainly, I hope that you will seek them out. I mean, just because they're in a different part of the hospital shouldn't mean that they shouldn't hear from you by any means. I hope that you will make your voice heard, which is why you're here. We want to elevate your voice and make sure that people understand the dangers associated with this. What would you tell people who are watching now?
Well, I think that the blood was something that was kind of ignored in the beginning. We knew the vaccine was harmful, but we didn't, you know, nobody was thinking about the blood. But we now know that the vaccine has, at least for my personal friends, they had their blood tested and their blood cells were all, you know, completely different than before. And so that we do know that the blood is impacted on a direct level. So that means that, you know, the blood bank is kind of like you got to win the lottery now in order to get safe blood. And you know, how many people out there have car accidents every day and need blood? So this is something that I definitely hope people will start to wake up to and protest against the use of vaccinated blood.
Did the doctors in the new unit that Alexander ended up in admit that they were suspicious, at least, that vaccinated blood could have been the cause of his death?
The only thing they would agree to was that there was no long-term studies done on vaccinated blood. But as far as saying anything more than that, I think they knew their job would be in jeopardy, possibly, or I'm not sure why, but no, that was about the extent they admitted.
Was Alexander your only child?
Yes.
We're so sorry. This is being done with a forethought, and these people absolutely know.
Would you, Adam and Eve it? In the USA already there are record high cases of flu. That's right, flu. And last year there were none at all on the whole planet. I mean, if you believe those nutter conspiracy theorists, it's almost as if flu was counted as COVID last year, and then now suddenly it's back again. But obviously we'd never be lied to by our own governments so that they could profit from Big Pharma. No way.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
There's a matrix glitch in the NBA. It's kind of weird. There's a bunch of them. There's actually a whole string of them where there is, like, you'll see people doing the same thing. It's hard to explain, like, two basketball players will be doing the exact same motion. It looks like someone just copied and pasted them. Or people in the audience, or you just have to see it to believe it.
So basically, they're like walking and functioning in sequence.
Yes.
Like they're copying each other.
Yeah, like they've just been copied and pasted.
And it's like multiple people doing the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, and it happens sporadically and randomly. It's kind of weird. It looks weird, like two people will look this way or something, or like two people will do the same hand gesture at the same exact time, but in two different spots on the camera. It's kind of weird.
Holy Spirit's power in your life is the key to true and full Christian living. He is the key to praying into the depths of God, to sincere worship that opens the floodgates of heaven, to knowing Jesus in greater depths than you've ever known him before. He is the key to not you following signs, but signs following you.
Thank you. This next one was captured by the CCTV security system inside of the Felix Bulnes Hospital in Santiago, Chile. It was uploaded to the Instagram account Paranormal Carlos Martinez for all to see. While initially it looks like the patient is having a panic attack, at one point it looks like his leg gets dragged by some sort of unseen force. Here it is in slow motion. The nurse on call comes to the aid of the patient, then the clip abruptly ends. One commenter said that they too had had an eerie encounter in the same hospital. While walking through one of the unused wards on the property, they said they heard disembodied whispers and laughter. There was no one else around and they couldn't explain where the noises were coming from. To back up these claims, a separate piece of footage surfaced from the hospital. This time it was captured in an old disused wing. Take a look. An eerie voice can be heard. Then suddenly, this happens.
She's away.
Something rushes by at the end of the darkened corridor. Looks to be some kind of object thrown against the wall. So is this old hospital in Chile really haunted? Given the first-hand accounts and the separate pieces of video evidence, it certainly does make you wonder whether the souls of former patients might be lingering on the property.
Hey everyone, hey my dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Henry Cavill is a famous actor. One of the roles he's known for is playing Superman. Is Superman a Freemason? I've mentioned before that a lot of people idolize celebrities. We know this, hey brothers and sisters. And it's kind of sad and scary in a lot of cases because they don't realize who these people are. Once again, myself and my brothers and sisters that are true, we don't hate these people on this channel. We want them to repent and know Jesus Christ. We want them to not be deceivers, deceiving the whole world. The world is biblical. The meaning of life is to have faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Entertainment has a spirit of Antichrist behind it. Freemasonry, the god of Freemasonry, is Lucifer the Lightbearer. We know him as Satan, the father of lies. So again, people idolize celebrities. Someone made this. Do you ever get on your computer to search for one thing and somehow end up spending hours clicking on pictures of Henry Cavill? Haha, sounds great. Someone put the word God and Henry Cavill together. This is not the first time I've seen this when it comes to celebrities. Some people call celebrities God. Here's Henry Cavill with one of his eyes showing, one eye symbolism. He's winking for one-eye symbolism and doing the vow of silence. That looks trustworthy, right? Vow of silence again. Vow of silence again. And Henry Cavill is hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. God bless you, everyone.
Someone's got lung problems, and you used to smoke?
Yes, sir.
You used to smoke?
Yes.
You're sitting right there. Where are you going, sister? Do you mind staying here? So are you related?
Yes.
Your husband, all right. So what's wrong with your lungs?
CPOD.
So how much lung capacity is there?
I'm not real sure. They say I have a scar tissue in the bottom of my lungs from VA.
So you want new lungs from Jesus?
Yes. My mother's side, they've all had emphysema, all the women. They've died from it.
So you're in a spiritual battle. You're in a spiritual battle. That's the power of God coming into your lungs. You're in a spiritual battle. Spiritual battle. So you've stopped smoking now?
12 years.
So that's the Lord's power coming towards you in Jesus' name. Everyone pray in Jesus' name. That's the Lord's power.
Feel heat.
Power. Power. There you go. That's the power of the Lord all around you, sir. Just close your eyes. Power of the Lord all around you, all around you, all around you, all around you. All around you. There you go. Clean lungs. Take a deep breath. There you go. New lungs. What does that feel like?
Wonderful.
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 You just got new lungs.
Yes, praise God. Praise God.
What does that feel like?
I can breathe again.
What's that?
I can breathe again.
You can breathe again?
Yes. I can praise God better now.
Amen.
Sing and praise Him.
What does it feel like to have new lungs?
It's wonderful. It's amazing.
You know, just to explain, he said that other family members died of lung problems. Is that right?
Yes. On my mother's side.
On your mother's side?
Yes.
So
I have an aunt right now that's suffering. We've been praying for her. She's suffering.
So I said, this is spiritual war. So this isn't just healing. This is spiritual war. So in a case like this, the anointing has to be higher than the battle. Someone like this, you just can't come in. It needs a certain power to come against the demonic. And that's what was happening. I mean, people just see, understanding here, but there's a spiritual war, and it takes a certain anointing to break through that this man would have new lungs, and it's Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen to that, yes.
What else did the devil try to do in your life?
I have issues with my colon, and I have cataracts coming on my eyes.
Well, Lord, we pray that you heal the colon as well.
Yes.
Colon. Okay. So you need a new colon.
Yes.
How did I know?
Jesus told you.
Yeah, Holy you need a new colon. And that's it going in right now.
Praise God.
In heaven, there are heavenly body parts that manifest in the physical realm. That's your new colon going in right now. You know, you don't have to hype up and hit the person and shout and carry on for something, for a miracle to happen. That's a miracle happening right now, sir. That's your new colon going in. Just wait a minute. The angels are working on you. The angels told me it's all done now.
Praise God.
What did that feel like?
It's just amazing. I just believe.
Amen. I saw the angels working on you.
Praise God.
Hooking it up. Hallelujah. Do you sing? No, we won't get you to sing a song then.
No, I don't sing.
Who healed you?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
What's your advice to someone? They need a new colon, they need new lungs, they need deliverance. What's your advice? Just look at the camera.
I just believe Jesus. Seek him with all your power. He's the healer. He's King Jesus.